This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Praise is warfare when the enemy is coming against you. Praise is how you fight. God inhabits your praise. Just like God comes in. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Join Pastor Trevor Banks at 7:45 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
There are people that come to church every week, and they hear, and they see, but they are not listening. People come to church, they hear the word about being passionate for God, about living in passivity, about being in complacency, and about stepping out into their destiny, and they hear it, but they walk right back out the door into passivity in the middle of the week, consumed by their job, consumed by their life. They hear it and see it, but a lot of them just aren't listening. They think the pastor's in hype. Pastor's exaggerating. The pastor's trying to make it sound a whole lot more dangerous than it actually is. The pastor's just trying to get an emotional response from somebody in the crowd. But the truth is there are a lot of people that claim to be Christians that just aren't listening. They're just tuning out. They think it's not really that serious. Or they think, well, I'm just willing to suffer a little bit because in the long run, I'll just get my stuff back. It'll come back to me. I'll just sit there and listen to the message as long as I don't have to give up my stuff. As long as I can hang on to what I got. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me this morning. if we don't really begin to understand what's going on in the world that's around us right now, if we don't really begin to see the prophecy that's being fulfilled right now, a whole lot more than our stuff can be lost. We are living in the last days. This thing is winding up. One of the biggest problems that we have as people is that we tend to live our lives in the moment. We tend to live our lives in the circumspect of time that is surrounding our immediate need. And we lose focus on things when they come in the moments that change our direction. And we don't want to change. We're just caught up in the moment. We spend most of our lives in cycles and in routines. Cycling from one routine to the next routine to the next routine. Just surviving through life. And every now and then getting a little shout of glory and a little bit of praise. We have this survival mentality. But listen, folks, there are certain moments and there are certain times of focus that are important for our lives because they change our direction. They change from the place where we're thinking and take us to a new dimension of thinking, a new level of thinking. And they set our direction on a new course in life. And if we miss those moments, we miss our opportunities. You can miss the moments of your life that matter the most. Just because we're stuck in routine. You ever heard anybody say, man, I wish I could do that over again. I wish I could go back and live my life through that period of time again. I would do things so differently. I would love to have that opportunity in my life again. Because I sure wouldn't mess it up the way I messed it up. Why do we say that? Because we've missed some opportunities in our life, haven't we? We've let some things go by that we didn't think were a big deal then, but now later in life we look back and realize that it was really a big deal. There are a lot of things in my life that I would do differently if I could go back and do them over again. I promise you. For me. And if I know if it's true for me, it's got to be true for you. When I was 6 years old, my mama wanted me to play the piano. She bought me a beautiful piano and hired somebody, one of the best pianists, to teach me lessons. I took lessons for a year, and every day I had to practice on that piano, and Darren and Jeremy and everybody in the neighborhood was out shooting each other with bows and arrows and throwing dirt bombs at each other, and it drove me nuts that I had to practice the piano. I complained, and I whined, and I cried till my poor mama was in tears and said, "That's it, you don't have to do it no more." I wish I could go back and learn the piano. You don't think it bothers me sometimes to see somebody? And I'm glad my son does piano because I wouldn't let him get out of it. But I would love to preach a message and be able to get done preaching a message and go up and play the piano and just usher in the move of the Holy Spirit. Do I have regret? Of course. There are moments in my life that I've missed. There's moments in your lives that you've missed. I would have rather went to college than to jail. I wish I had found Jesus at a youth camp instead of in a little 6x6 cell with somebody that wanted to kill me. I mean, I'm glad I found him when I found him, where I found him. Don't get me wrong. But it would have been a lot better, a lot nicer at youth camp at a lot younger age, and I wouldn't have had to suffer and put everybody through the hell that I put them through. So how many of you realize this morning that life is made up of a lot of ordinary moments, but there are moments in life that come from God that give us direction. There are moments in life that come from God that change our direction, that bring focus to what we're doing. And that's what God wants us to listen to as His church. When these moments come to us, are we listening to God? Or are we just stuck in our routine? These are the moments and the times that we have to pay particularly close attention to. We can't miss these kinds of moments in our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand something this morning. When we come to this house, when we come to this church, we come here for these kind of moments in our life. That's why we show up on Sunday morning, to hear from God, to get course correction, to get direction, to sit corporately in the anointing of God, to let the Spirit of God begin to work on the inside of us corporately to fulfill the mission of God. We get in our routine and we're like, well, I don't know if I want to go to church today. I don't feel like it. I don't know if I want to go on that mission trip or not. I mean, it would probably be really good. It would change me forever and make me a better person. But just, man, it's $100. Come on. I mean, let's put perspective on what God is saying to us. Please hear me today. When we come to church, we hear from our Father in heaven. It's not hype. It's not Jason. It's not exaggerated. It's the Spirit of God that wants to speak to us. God is speaking to us each week. And Sunday morning, these are some of the most important moments of our life. And they're not just ordinary moments. These are moments of clarification. They're moments that God sets direction in our lives. And they're moments that God brings focus to our lives so that we can understand what's going on through the middle of the week when we've been bombarded by the enemy. That's why we have church, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we come together. That's why it's so important. That's why we worship corporately together. We can't afford to be so passive that we come with the thought, well, I agree with what the pastor's saying, and I hear you, but I really ain't going to listen. Hey, he's just being Jason. He's just being Bob. He's just being Darren. How do you know that God didn't put them in your life for such a time as this? How many of you know that if we would just change our expectation from, well, I'm going to church to, I'm going to church to hear what God wants to say to me today. I'm going to church to get direction for my life. I'm going to church so God can bring focus in my life, because on Sunday morning, these are the moments of my life that are going to change. These are the moments of my life where I grow. These are the moments of my life where I get more mature. These are the moments of my life where I learn how to overcome. These are the moments of my life where my brothers and my sisters stand with me, arm in arm, declaring God's word over my life. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand this today. That the moment that we're living in today is fast approaching the crisis of the end of days. Jesus is coming. He's coming soon. People have been saying that forever. I'm telling you the truth, he's coming soon. We're living in a world that's changing faster than anything we've ever seen before in all of the history of the world. As a matter of fact, it's changing so fast, technology is moving so fast that we can't even keep up at the rate of speed that technology is advancing. By the time they put something on the shelf at Best Buy, it's outdated by a year by the advances they've already made on in paper. Mankind has no longer the ability to keep up with the inventions that come from technology. It's amazing. The Bible says in the last days that people will be running to and fro. Don't we see that today? We can't even build stuff fast enough to keep up with it. How many know because of the speed at which the world moves, economies can't even keep up anymore? We're seeing nation after nation collapse economically across this world. People despondent, people in despair, riots in the streets, cities burning down. It's not just one nation. It's happening all over the world. Everywhere you look, somebody is being gunned down in the street that's out there protesting. It's happening everywhere. The political leaders of the country that we live in are so far divided that we're approaching a tipping point in this country that we live in, that if stability doesn't come soon, there will not be a United States anymore. And you say, well, that's impossible, Pastor. Let me tell you something. This country is a little over 200 years old. There were generations of people that lived during the Roman Empire's rule, where it ruled the world for 650 years, that thought the Roman Empire would never collapse. How many of you know today there's not even a such thing as a Roman today? They've been wiped off the face of the planet. Things crumbling around us. I think we need to realize how important it is that we understand there are some things that man just cannot fix. That's why we need God. And that's why God is speaking to us today. That's why his heart is being poured out to us today. He speaks to us with divine, supernatural encounters where he just shows up and his power begins to speak and move through the Holy Ghost in us. I believe that God speaks to us through the seasons of our life as we move through the journey of our life. He's right there constantly telling us and speaking to us and giving us direction on where we should go and what we should change. I mean, there's a lot of people waiting for direction from God. They're just not listening. God speaks to us in the seasons of our life, but how many know there's other times that he speaks to us? He's trying to speak to us in times of crisis. It's when we're going through something, either a personal crisis or we're going through some geopolitical crisis. I mean, I know we can all identify with personal crisis. We've all suffered loss. We've all suffered pain. We've all suffered individual hardship. How many know we've suffered geopolitical crises? When the hurricanes hit in 2004, everybody in our geographical area was hit and suffered together, didn't we? Yeah. We've suffered nationally together. When 9/11, when the towers came down, the whole nation wept. How many know God is speaking in the times of crises of our lives? And we're facing some crises in this nation. Some of us this morning are facing personal crisis. And it's a sign of the times that we live in. And God's speaking to us and he's saying, listen. God is saying, listen, I have some questions. I have some questions for you. I believe God is speaking to us today and he wants to do something in our lives. He wants to clue us in on this moment of direction, on this moment of clarity, on this moment of focus in our life. We can't afford to say this morning, it's just hype. We can't afford to do that. We cannot say, well, I'll just sit here and listen to what the pastor's saying, but I'm not giving up none of my stuff. We got to be willing to go where God tells us to go and do what God tells us to do. How many understand God's trying to get your attention this morning? Come on, somebody help me. Amen. Revelation 16, 15 says, behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Notice he doesn't say he's coming as a robber. He says he's coming as a thief. I mean, understand there's a difference between a thief and a robber. I mean, a robber will walk up to you right in the middle of the day and bonk you on the head and take your wallet. A robber will kick your door in when you're at home watching TV and walk in there and knock you out and take your stuff. But how many of you know a thief doesn't do that? A thief comes in the middle of the night when you're sleeping and breaks in very quietly and sneaks into your house and robs you while you sleep. And Jesus said he's coming like a thief. You won't even know when he's there. You won't even know when he shows up. He says, I'm coming like that.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
You know, life comes at us hard and fast, so most of the time, it's us always asking God the questions. God, why did this happen? God, why is this so hard? God, where's my job? God, how come you're not taking care of my needs? God, where are you? We're so preoccupied asking the questions that we really aren't listening to the questions that God's asking us. God's trying to get our attention. He's trying to ask us some questions this morning. I mean, you know, when Jesus had his earthly ministry, he had a lot of answers. But Jesus spent a lot of time in his earthly ministry asking a lot of questions. Everywhere he went, he was asking questions of people. He was always asking questions. He was primarily approaching people and asking them questions because he wanted to communicate something to them. He wanted to communicate his love. He wanted to have a conversation and engage people. How many know every time you have a conversation with somebody, it usually starts with asking a question? You don't just walk up to somebody and just start blathering off at the mouth when they don't know you. Where are you from? What are you doing? How are you doing? What do you do for a living? You know how we start a conversation? That's how relationships are built. You're asking for information so you can get to know each other. Jesus asked a lot of questions. He was getting to know mankind. Questions that he already knew the answers to, but he would pose the question so that there could also be self-discovery that came along to the person that was asking the question. Because a lot of times we didn't know that we needed an answer to a problem until Jesus presented the question, and then we came up with the solution. And oftentimes Jesus would look and he would say, that's right, you have said well, that's right, you have approached it well, that's right, you have spoken well. Questions. How many understand that the best way to learn is through self-discovery? It's by coming to conclusions based on information that you've gathered from a lot of questions. It's you connecting the dots. It's you getting the revelation. And Jesus would always ask these leading questions because he always wanted the best for those that were listening to him. He wanted them to answer the questions for themselves so that they could get the revelation for themselves. Peter, who do the men say that I am? Don't you know that Jesus already knew who he was when he asked the question? That's why a lot of times when you read scripture and you're reading a story, you're listening to the response of the person in the story. But how many of you realize this morning that you need to take that person's name out of that scripture and put your name in the scripture? That's why the Bibles are full of stories. It's so that we can put ourselves in there and we can have self-discovery in that. And when we read Jesus asking a question, what we ought to do is ask ourselves the question as if God is asking us the question. How would I answer it? When Jesus asked Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know I love you." So if God's asking you this morning, "Do you love me?" How do you answer the question? Do you answer it like Peter? Do you answer it in your actions? Do you answer it with your motives? Do you answer it with your heart? Do you answer it with your reputation and your character? How do you answer the question? Sometimes people call me and they'll say, "Pastor Jason, I want to ask you some questions about the Bible." And right then I go, "Oh." Because you just don't know what you're going to get when you get that phone call. Sometimes it's somebody that's lost in the book of Revelation. Sometimes it's about a marriage. Sometimes it's about something I ain't never heard before. And you want to help them, but you don't even know where to go start studying to get the answers that you need to give them because you ain't heard the question yet. That's a tough one, isn't it? I got some questions. How many of you know we get the same way when God's got some questions? When God comes and he says, "I've got some questions for you." And we're like, "Okay. What are they?" It's a little scary sometimes. Because when God asks some questions, we know we got to come up with some answers. And that's a little uncomfortable sometimes, isn't it? And as long as I don't have to answer the question, then I don't have to deal with the question. I don't have to deal with it. So what we've developed is a lot of people on Sunday morning church that just don't want to deal with it. I believe God's asking some questions right now. And it's not because God's confused. It's not because he doesn't know what you're up to. And it's not because he doesn't know your heart. And it's not because he doesn't know the answer. He's asking because his heart is for you. He's asking because he's reaching out to us. He's asking us questions because he loves us. How many of you know after Jesus addresses the church in Revelation, he talks about the problems in the church through chapter 3. He talks about how they lost their first love. We were talking about this last Sunday and how they became lukewarm. He said, "I would that you'd be hot or cold, but you're lukewarm. I'll spit you out of my mouth." He was talking about how they become self-sufficient. And the lukewarmness of the heart. And then all of a sudden, Jesus moves over in the Revelation chapter 4. And he says, "After these things." He says, "After these things." When it looked like for 70 years that the church started out in power. They started out with the manifestations of the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost. They started out with people being raised from the dead. They started out casting out demons. They started out healing the sick. They started out preaching the gospel in the streets without fear of their life. That's how the church had started out. They had invaded the world and turned it upside down with the gospel to the point that cities had been blanketed with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And here they are 70 years later and Jesus is saying, "You've lost your first love. You've lost your first love." In the middle of all that power and all that manifestation, the church had pulled away from the power. The church had backed down and had become self-interested and self-consumed and had built an ideology around a structure, around a government, around a community that was not what God had intended.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8255. 7721-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.